Blog Talk Radio.
Good day, and thank you so much for joining us on Blog Talk Radio, Mastermind 101. Glad to have you along for the ride with us, whether it's on internet, by phone. I'm Jacqueline Richards, your host, yet again, with Mastermind 101. Just a pleasant reminder about what Mastermind 101 is all about. The reason why I decided it would be incredibly important to have this in place for all of us, not just here in Canada, the U.S. However, there are so many others who could take advantage of all the insight that my guests and I have available and that we decide to share. For us here at Mastermind 101, the idea is to truly find a way to unblock your cash flow and open up that synergy that will unblock you and your needs. Cash is simply a term we use. I appreciate thinking we want to increase our wealth, not necessarily our riches, because, you know, money's money. Wealth is something else. Wealth is what we all do, what we're doing right now. We're listening and coming together on a subject that makes sense for us to hear. We are together at the dinner table with our kids. We are together at our workplace with our colleagues. We are together when we're playing a sport that we love and know to be true. We are creating that community and the resources. And for me, that represents wealth. How about you? I would love to let you know, should you decide you have a question that you'd like to ask during the content in the show, do not hesitate. Call 1-818-475-9209 because you'll probably want to have a conversation with Maura, who is our guest today, Maura Hutchinson. You may have read, and even if you didn't, you just love listening to Mastermind 101 Radio. My guest today is to help you and me get unstuck. That's right. We'll get unstuck with Maura Hutchinson. Just to give you a little insight about who she is, and I imagine she'll give us so much more. Maura is a life strategy mentor. I know I love my mentors. And she's a coach. She specializes with a range in broad sweeping goals, opportunities such as she'll teach us and coach us things like life planning and personal balance to truly specific goals like smoking. I don't know, raise your hand if you know someone in your world that smokes and you'd prefer you didn't want to smell that or you'd prefer not to do that. How about weight loss? You know, certainly here in Canada, and I imagine in the U.S., we are struggling with the idea of what makes sense, what weight works for us, how does that look for us. She has over 10 years of experience and has studied in the fields of energy and psychology, hypnotherapy, even better, personal growth, self-empowerment, and spirituality. I hope I have that online for you to look at. Her website is there. But Maura is joining us here in the nation's capital, or certainly in my nation's capital, Canada, Ottawa. And I'm just going to check and make sure that Maura's on the line for us. Are you there?
I'm here, Jacqueline.
Oh, perfect. I am so glad that you're able to be with us for 30 minutes, because that exploration I look forward to every single show. I didn't get into everything we should know about you. I just gave a snippet. Can you enlighten us, Maura? Who do we get to talk to for the next 30 minutes?
We get to that. I so love this conversation about getting unstuck, because I have so many conversations with people that word just seems to resonate with so many people, whether it's that they're stuck in a bad relationship, they're stuck in a bad job, they're stuck in a career where they're not quite sure if this is what they were sent to this life for. The sense of feeling stuck is what shows up for so many people in a body that they look in the mirror and say, who is that person looking back at me? Do you know what I mean? It's just it shows up for so many different reasons. But really, the reason can actually always be brought back down into a space of us needing to heal the relationship with our own self.
Whoa. See, everyone who's listening, do you know what we're going to be listening to for the next 30 minutes? That's extraordinary stuff. You know, Maura, the comment that you made with regard to being unstuck and looking in the mirror, not knowing who you are, everyone who listens to my show understands that I'm a mortgage consultant who teaches yoga, who instructs and feels the passion to help people get to where they'd like to be in their mortgage requirements, in their yoga studies. And I look in the mirror, and I recall one day wondering, who are you, Jacqueline Richards? What makes you think that you can do all of that and find some success in it? What makes you think that yoga and money and energy goes together? What makes you think you can do that? And I look in the mirror, Maura, what would you have told me?
Well, I know you, and I love the fact that you blend those two pieces together, because that's something that I actually recognize with your energy, is for so many of us, money tends to make us rigid, whereas yoga is that lovely free-flowing, getting into your energy flow. So for my own self, and just witnessing how you present that, I would help you recognize the gift that you were giving. And I'm sure that there are people and even still say, what the hell does yoga have to do with money flow?
Speak tomorrow, my hypnotic therapist. Why don't you do this?
Yes. But the truth is that I think, you know, Jacqueline, I think that one of the things about this whole paradigm of feeling stuck is that we're in such accelerated changing times right now. This whole 2012 piece is, I feel like we're all being birthed into some new way of being, and our old ways of thinking and of being are not serving us anymore, which is why more and more people are saying, well, I don't like this, or I don't feel comfortable in this space, so what do I have to do to take that leap? And so sometimes it is that you have to go and do a yoga session before you go and look at your mortgage statement. or you have to, one of the big things that I really work with people on is to actually have a conversation with those voices inside your head. I think it's okay for us to admit that we're multiple personalities. It's actually used to be frowned upon that you couldn't talk about that because there was something mentally wrong with you. But
absolutely.
The truth is we all do have so many different voices that go on, right? Like you mentioned a minute ago, looking in the mirror and saying, who are you to do this? Who are you to bring these two seemingly unconnected pieces together? So we have those voices, the who are you, or you're not worth it, or you're not qualified, or what will people say? These are all different voices. You know, they might be a critic, a judge, a saboteur. We have to tame them and embrace them and thank them and bring them all as part of us.
And I know after saying that, I am not alone. In my classes with my clients, I have to believe that I'm not alone in wondering what's next. And that comment about 2012, I know in 2011, when we came into 2012, or anticipating, because you know it's going to happen anyway, people were saying, well, that's the end of life as we know it. And I thought, no, it would be the end of life as we know it, because we are transitioning, and you said it, we're transitioning out of the discomfort. Is that fair?
Absolutely. Yeah. Out of the discomfort. But, you know, I have a really good friend who's a numerologist, so I kind of like the numerology definition of 2012. It's a 5-year, which means we're in birth. So to me, it actually made sense that birth is the end of something, but it's also the start of something. And so that's where I'm coming from, where, yeah, I heard a lot of the naysayers, and I still do. There's still people saying that the end of times and the end of the world and all that kind of stuff. The truth is I agree with them. I think it is the end, but in a really exciting, positive way. It's the end of the old stuck ways, and it's the beginning of a new, empowered, enlightened, energy-fulfilling mode of being. And I'm seeing it more and more, where you're having more and more conversations with people about their own energy and actually realizing that this inner dialogue is all part of them and that they need to pull it in as their inner resources as opposed to trying to look for the answers outside of themselves, which is one big key piece that I do with people is I want to hold space for people to actually wake up to the fact they've got the answers that they've been looking for all this time.
Well, you know, there are people who'd say, I wouldn't be asking if I thought I had the answers. You know, how do you help that? Because I know previously, and I hope I continue saying, you know what, I'm not really sure I have the answers. I have to go outside of myself and find it.
Yeah.
You are a life strategist. Am I looking to you to help me find what's inside of me, those answers? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Yeah, because the thing is that it's really easy for me to say that, and I don't mean to be flippant when I say that. It's just that we don't know what we don't know, and we also, like, even for myself, I have to go to a coach to help me get my own answers. So I might actually say the piece that I'm looking for out loud, and it takes somebody saying, well, just repeat what you just said. And, oh, yeah, it's that I'm happy and grateful that I've got this, or that the resolution to a problem, like, why can't I sign up this client, or why can't I break through this sort of ceiling of maybe I want to grow my business to the next level and I keep feeling like I'm stuck. Well, maybe I'm stuck because I'm believing that I can't do it. Or I can't do it, but then I come up with the actual solution, but I don't hear it because I'm so stuck on it, it has to come from outside of me. Do you see what I mean? It's like,
wow.
Yes, we do have the answers, but we need somebody to actually say, that's there. Like, put your attention back on what you just said. And that's what, as a mentor and a life coach, that's oftentimes what I'm doing is I am crafting very laser-pointed, laser-focused questions to a person. And sometimes some of the questions I ask make a person very uncomfortable. And then I will just sit and allow them to sit in that discomfort. Sometimes that means they have to cry or that they have to get angry at me. I've had a lot of people getting angry at me because I poked something that they do not want to have brought up.
I love when you say poke.
Yeah.
But you must have Kleenex in your box. Or
I know you
work with people around the world. So maybe they have to make sure that they've got a cup of tea and a nice box of Kleenex while they're working with you to get unstuck.
They absolutely do.
Wow.
They absolutely do. But do you know the thing about that? I mean, crying in itself is so, so empowering and so cleansing. Like, it will often clear the way. I'm thinking of a client who I'm working with that I know she's starting to get really clear when she starts to cry because that's like the last stage. She just needs to clear that out. And then the next thing is a realization will often come right after on the heels of that. Of, oh my God, look at what I've been thinking this way all the time and it's not true. This is, you know, because that's the other part too, that sometimes these feelings of being stuck are based on something that we believed about ourselves way back 10, 15, 20 years ago, or it's somebody else's belief and we just bought into it.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Is that back in the day growing up as our parents have decided and our aunts and uncles have decided and our older brothers or older sisters have decided that that's how it should be and this is how it should roll for you?
That's exactly what it is. Because you see, the thing is that sometimes it feels really hard to break out of the norm. Like back again to your example there about who are you to put these two seemingly different things together and brand yourself as you have. We are actually inside all of us, we want to conform, we want to belong, we want to feel people saying, "You rock, you're doing a great job." But what happens if we rock that boat? And so therefore we sort of say, "Oh, well, you know, I'd like it. I'll do it this way because I know that so-and-so likes it. You know, I'll do it this way. I'll hand in my homework on time because I know I'll get the gold star." But that kind of pattern is still running us.
Absolutely. I witness it as you do, and just across the board, I can make a general statement that everyone wants that pretty gold star.
That's exactly what it is.
Well, you're a hypnotherapist, and so while I know what I'm speaking of, my personal circumstances and things that I've seen above and you know across the board with friends, family, clients, mentors. How does hypnotherapy work in your practice?
It's actually a really powerful add-on, and I love using it in conjunction with the coaching because, I was just saying about the beliefs that come up from, you know, Dad says, don't bother trying for that because you're not pretty enough or you're you haven't made the grade, so you're not going to get this. So those, we can actually unhook them in your by rewiring your subconscious. So that's because that's what all hypnosis is self-hypnosis. I cannot make anyone do or think anything that they don't want to or they don't have the willingness to. In fact, you know, just before I hopped on this call with you today, Jacqueline, this really wonderful woman phoned me up and she's wanting to make an appointment for her son who is suffering from depression and anxiety and all this kind of stuff. And she really wanted me to listen to all of her description of what it is, and then would I see her son? And my answer is, yes, of course, but I must speak to him first. And it turned out, in my conversation with her, it turned out she hadn't even mentioned it to him, that this was what she was going to do. And I said, I can't do anything for him until he makes the first step to say, could you help me? And it's the same thing for hypnosis. I cannot make or help somebody give up smoking or drop the anxiety or lose weight or just think better of themselves. None of that can happen unless they have the willingness and the underlying desire to change. I can't instill that. And, you know, it's funny because people will do that. As soon as they say hypnosis, it's like, oh, well, great. Can you motivate me to do this?
Yeah.
It's like, well, it's not a one-way street here. Because it is very, very powerful, but I have to line up with your desire. In fact, a client I worked with not so long ago, she said one of the fun things with working with her was she had an amazing experience. She was a little bit scared about it because she'd never experienced hypnosis before. So we did a couple of sessions, and one of the things she reported back was she actually felt like I believed her goals stronger than she did, and that was what pulled her through. And she achieved great success with it. But it was just having somebody that believed in you and believed in what you were aiming for. That's what pulled her through and gave her the success she was wanting. But like I said, this is because she was really wanting that level of success, the issue that we were dealing with.
Okay.
So that's what I have a whole library of self-hypnosis recordings that I've recorded over the years, and if a conversation comes up with a client where they might be having sleeping problems or an anxiety comes up or they need a boost in self-esteem, I will give them one to listen to. But sometimes it means that I need to record something, or I do live sessions also in person, either in my clinic, or I actually do it on Skype as well, which is lovely. It allows the client to lie on their own bed and listen to me.
You know what? Before you continue, What is your Skype address? That would be wonderful for our listeners.
Oh, for sure. It's Moira, M-O-I-R-A dot Hutchison, H-U-T-C-H-I-S-O-N, Moira dot Hutchison.
Thank
you.
That's
my Skype address. Yeah. So I'm saying is that I kind of go back and forth. Sometimes it's like a more generic hypnosis session, and then other times it's going to be something really specialized, like almost like a journey. I worked with a client recently where we were repairing an abusive childhood. And so what I did with her was really amazing. We went back in and actually constructed an ideal set of parents for her. That was a lot of fun.
Doesn't that take courage, though, for your client to appreciate that you just want success for her? To go in and reconstruct something that may have been what probably was extraordinarily painful, to reconstruct that, believe she'd have to relive that or he'd have to relive that, doesn't that take some courage?
It takes some courage, yes. The preamble that we go into at the beginning is I'm not going to let them go that deep into the pain. I will only let her touch the pain to then immediately allow her to reconstruct what it is she did want. And so it was the really lovely thing about this is what we're talking about here is regression therapy. So the really cool thing about regression therapy is that I'm constantly reminding you that no matter how much emotional pain and sometimes physical pain that you might be feeling, I'm going to remind you that I'm right here so that you've got me and my abilities to help you, that you're not that young child that may have been abused, or you're not that person that's being shouted at, because I'm holding space and I'm protecting you. We're just visiting it in order to release it once and for all.
You have so many solutions for us. If only we had seen this a long time ago. I know, had I seen this a long time ago, I would have been a client forever with you, knowing that you bring in so much airy-fairy stuff, you know, that self-empowerment and that spirituality. How could I live without it if I felt that I needed to grow? I know you have. There's two things I want to touch on. You've got six simple steps, because I love simple steps. I have seven steps. You've got six simple steps to success. What made you decide that there were six steps? And what sort of success would you think, you know, we'd be looking at?
That's a good question. You know, we talk so much about the triads and threes. And so I think really what I originally had was three, and then thought, but there's more in here. There's more that I want to bring into this. And so I think I just doubled the three.
Double the success,
like, why
would
not?
Be six. Yeah. But is that part of your...
It flowed.
And isn't it nice? Just roll with it, go with the flow. I love six simple steps to success. I mean, you got to say that slowly. For me, I have to say that slowly because of this. And I like that last piece, success. I know that you have a webinar that's happening. Can you tell us a little bit about the webinar?
For sure. Well, actually, if a person wants to listen to that, the webinar has actually happened, but I have it was recorded. So anybody that would like to listen to it can actually pop me an email, and I would be quite happy to email them a copy of that seminar. But what's happening, I talk about it on that seminar, is that I'm actually starting those six simple steps. I'm going to turn that into a six-week program, which actually starts on November 1st. Yes.
Thank you.
So, in fact, you're welcome. So people can go to us. There's a special website that I actually set up. It's called youunstuck.net. So it's Y-O-U, unstuck, U-N-S-T-U-C-K.net, youunstuck.net. And for all the special listeners of your call, they can put /special in that URL. So it's youunstuck.net. /special and that gives them the full information about it, and you get a discount when you go to that special page.
You know, I don't think I need a discount, because what I'm going to get out of it is, you know, absolutely priceless, I think.
I agree. I'm really excited about this body of work, and it's actually been coming together over the years. Like, I love the questions you ask me. It's just each time something comes up with a client, I either go and get a certificate in it, or I go and research and bring in more tools to meet the challenges and in my own journey as well as in my client's journey.
So I too can have a toolkit. I could use
you
one.
You too can.
Now, if you had one piece of advice that you so very much wanted to offer our listeners, what would that one piece be?
I think the thing that I really, really encourage people to do is, when you're feeling stressed and getting all caught up in that inner dialogue, is to actually really focus on your breath. And I know you can relate to this with your yoga practice, is when you start really getting your attention back into your body and maybe do a bit of a grounding exercise. I have a favorite grounding exercise where I just literally envisage roots going into the earth and cords going up to heaven. And then I kind of acknowledge myself as the halfway point between the heavens or universe and earth. And it actually gets my attention out of that incessant chatter of you're not good enough and who the hell are you and you're never going to make money and all this kind of lovely stuff that goes on in our human experience here.
Isn't that crazy that so many of us think that?
I know. You know.
Wow.
It is. And it's, but you know what? I think it's just, that's on being human, and if it wasn't there, then we would be having some other completely different experience.
Touché. So you bring us to that place where we can be relieved of those thoughts.
Yes. Yeah. And so I love doing things like guided meditations, and I have quite a few of them available. You can actually go to my Wellness with Moira website and sign up, and you'll get it gives you access to my monthly newsletter, but you also get a guided meditation. So I think that for me, I just love to use the power of my imagination to pull me out of stuff that doesn't make me feel that great.
Okay, you need to say that one more time, because that was profound.
So I like to use the power of my imagination to pull me out of what's making me not feel so good. So an example of that is, like, if I'm stuck in traffic, I can choose to get pissed off and worried and, oh my gosh, I'm not going to get there on time. Or I can say, here's some time for me to sort of, you know, reflect on my day or do a little meditation or listen to some great music. Or sometimes if I haven't fit my exercise routine in, I'll envisage myself exercising.
I like that idea. As a fitness instructor, I like that idea.
Well, your body, see, that's the heart. That's why I love working with the mind so much, because your body does not know the difference between you actually doing something and you imagining that you're doing it. So that's a wonderful weight loss tip, is that if you can't motivate yourself to exercise, if you can just visualize yourself doing it initially, your body will start to feel better and it will actually add to the motivation to actually get you up and do something.
Thank you. There's so much more. You know, and I'm looking at the, one of your comments had been, or one of your questions had been, if you've ever wondered why you can't overcome an obstacle in your life, or even if there's doesn't seem to be any real reason why you're feeling that or seeing that, we shouldn't allow ourselves to be discouraged. Perhaps we just need to give you a shout so that we can do some meditation, some coaching with you. Maura, yeah, I have to thank you so much for taking the time to communicate and offer some skills to us. I'm Jacqueline Richards.
Pleasure.
Thank you so much.